Howdy, folks. I know a woman who, for years, wondered where her husband spent his evenings. Well, one evening she came home early, and there he was. This is Pat Buttram for our delicious double mint chewing gum with just entertainment.
Everywhere you go, sunshine follows you.
Yes, sir, it's just entertainment. But I'll tell you this, there's not much entertainment these days when you go into a big department store to buy something. You go in and you go up to the booth where it says information and ask for what you want, and they tell you third floor west. Used to be they didn't even have a third floor. Now it's so big they have to tell you what direction to go when you get there. My Boy Scout training helped a lot, though. You know, as I went along, I cut notches on the post like they were trees so I could find my way back again, see? And you get to the counter and see what you want, and you say, I'll take it. Now, that sounds simple, doesn't it? But it's not, no. The clerk takes the article and gets out a little book. And then she fixes three or four carbons between the pages and gets them all backwards and all. And then finally she writes. And then she says, cash or charge? And you tell her cash and hand her the money. And now she starts tearing the slips out of the book and puts one slip here and another one there, and then she goes someplace to get your change. And then after that she goes someplace to wrap your package. Then she comes back and hands you your package, your change, your cash register receipt, and your sales slip. Seems like a lot of action just for a paper of pens. Well, anyway, here's our pin-up girl. Seems like she's always pinning up something. Paula Richards to sing Put 'em in a Box.
You can take the moon, gather up the stars and the robins that sing merrily. And you can put 'em in a box, tie 'em with a ribbon, throw 'em in the deep blue sea. And you can take the flower down in Lover's Lane and that sentimental poetry. And you can put them in a box, tie them with a ribbon, throw them in the deep blue sea. Not for me, all that stuff, the dreams that ruin your sleep. Not for me, I had enough. Love is one thing you can't keep. You know what to do with old T for two and the boy for you, the girl for me. Yeah, you can put him in a box, tie him with a ribbon, throw him in the deep blue sea. 'Cause love and I, we don't agree.
You know, we're right in the midst of the winter season, and of course that means snow and ice and crisp, cold days and nights for a good many of us. But I want to tell you, cold weather or not, it's always the right season for chewing double mint. In Miami or Duluth or in Texas or Maine, folks, they enjoy double mint because whatever the climate, double mint is always healthful, refreshing, and delicious. Double mint is it's as popular under the midnight sun of Alaska as under the hot sun of Key West. Yes, sir, it seems like people most everywhere can get double mint most anywhere. And there's a friendly dealer near you, too. So get several packages when you go shopping, will you? And always keep double mint handy in your purse or your pocket. Meanwhile, let's listen to a right smart package of notes that the Jack Halloran Quartet are going to unwrap for us right now.
Orally, orally, made with golden hair, sunshine came along with thee. and swallows in the air.
As the blackbird in the spring, neath the willow tree, sat and piped, I heard him sing, sing of swallows in the air, and swallows in the air.
That's a nice old song. It seems like I've heard that melody before. Love Me Slender or something. Elvis has different words, a little different rendition, too. I guess, I was thinking a lot of folks are going off on winter vacations about now. The travel agencies, you know, they make it real easy. They plan the trip and handle all the details. I took one of those all-expense trips one time. Believe me, it was, too. It's getting so... People now, they spend more time vacationing than they do at work. Sometimes I think there's a organized conspiracy against working. You remember a while back, Vice President Nixon, he predicted that it wouldn't be long before America would be on a four-day work week, he said. When that day comes, you can look for a lot more broken marriages. I know most women think having a man hanging around the house one or two days a week is bad enough, but 3 days a week, that'd be well nigh intolerable, you know? Well, let's see if we can tolerate another Buttram bonus. Yeah, that means it's Buttram bonus time. The moment we chew our double mint thoughtfully and consider the big issues of life. Like today, the big issue is the age of women. I know this is a real big issue because there's three things a woman will lie about. Her age, her weight, and her husband's salary. The only time that women brag about their age is when they're real young or real old. Seems like the only women left are the ones under 20 or over 80. Well, it's sort of ridiculous for a woman to be sensitive about her age. A man doesn't care how old she is because, well, he knows that any female over 15 years old is smarter than any man will ever be. And women don't care how old another woman is because, well, they won't believe it anyway. They say you're as old as you feel, but a woman is only as old as her beauty shop lets her get. But there's, if you notice, there's certain things that give away a woman's age, no matter what she does. Now take when she's listening to the radio. If the orchestra plays, she's only a bird in a gilded cage, and she starts singing the words, boy, she's been around quite a spell. And grandchildren, they're a giveaway, too. A woman finds herself trapped when the grandchildren start coming along. She has to admit she's a grandmother because, well, she's real proud to be one. But at the same time, she's still hanging on for dear life to her youth. You notice when she mentions her grandchildren, she always hurries to explain that she was very young when she got married. This fools nobody, believe me. Or sometimes she'll say that she's a lot younger than her husband. They was the same age when they got married, so I reckon he must have lived a faster life. Got to be 60 just when she was rounding the stretch into her 30s. Oh, women, thy name is ageless. And don't feel too good just because you fool men. Women have been making fools out of men ever since Eve served Adam the first Waldorf salad. Well, anyway, that's our Buttram bonus for today. But here's Paula Richards and Bill Kennedy singing, "People Will Say We're in Love."
Don't throw bouquets at me. Don't please my folks too much.
Don't laugh at my jokes too much.
People will say we're in love.
Don't sigh and gaze at me. Your sighs are so like mine.
Your eyes mustn't glow like mine.
People will say we're in love.
Don't start collecting things.
Give me my rose and my glove.
Sweetheart, they're suspecting things.
People will say, darling, people will say, darling, people will say, we're in love.
Oh, my. They sound real good together, don't they? I think so. Well, my, till tomorrow, we got to say adieu to all the gang, the Halloran boys, our singers, Bill Kennedy, Paula Richards, and our symphony orchestra. And, of course, to you folks, I want to say this, though. A mighty pleasant way to help clean your teeth is sink them into double mint gum after every meal. Just chomp away, and the healthful chewing works towards cleaning your teeth for you. That's a help you're going to enjoy. So chew delicious double mint after every meal, will you? Well, this is Pat Buttram leaving you with a word for the youngsters. Eat your cereal every morning so you can grow up and have strength enough to make your children eat theirs. Goodbye. I'll see you tomorrow.
Wherever you go, go with radio and the CBS Radio Network.